Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the Om Times Radio Network.
It's so nice to be back and being live on the radio after almost 3 weeks. And here we are to talk about a very, very special topic and something that we all have doubts about when it comes to trusting our own intuition, our own guidance. And we have a very special guest, Lisa Koh, who's an expert on intuition. She is a PhD teacher, author, speaker, and it's very interesting that she began her journey as an engineer, not as a, you know, psychic as a child or intuitive as a child, but out of her curiosity and, you know, that deep, deep longing to know what life is about, she came on this path and she studied science, engineering, psychology, metaphysics, and here we are. We are so blessed to have her today. Welcome, Lisa. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Monica. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Really grateful. So, Lisa, please tell us something about yourself. You know, let's let our listeners know about yourself. I know you have a book coming up. You have a lot on your website on intuition, and you have an amazing show Between Heaven and Earth, but we would like to know more from you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I am, you gave me such a wonderful intro. I thank you for that. You really kind of summed it up pretty well, that my background started out as an engineer and a scientist, and I really wanted to know more about how the world works. I want to know why things do happen the way they do. Why, how does it all, you know, how do people work? How does the world work? And then, but there was some point at which it didn't explain everything. And some of the things that was fascinating to me was, you know, how do people know things that are amazing, that are knowing without knowing how you know it, for example. Yeah. You know, how did that person know not to get on that plane? They just had that, it seemed like that intuitive message that said, mm-hmm. oh, don't do that today, and then they didn't get on the plane and the plane crashed. Or perhaps you know, there was a loved one who was in trouble, and mm-hmm. someone, their loved one just knew that they had to go and help them, that there was no phone call, there was nothing, they just knew they had to drop what they were doing and go help their child or help their spouse, and then it turned out that their loved one was in, you know, in deep trouble and they needed that help. So how do people know that? And to me, that was like, wow, that's fascinating. And you know, I got a degree in psychobiology because I wanted to know how the mind works, how do people think? And this was a part that wasn't explained by science. So that's how I started that. And I learned about it. I learned how to make it work for myself. I learned how to make it work in other people, how to build that intuition. And so what I like to tell people
amazing.
Now is that I try to help help teach people how to make their intuition happen when they want, on what they want, and get detailed information. And I was able to do that. I did it through studying with teachers. I also did a lot of studies in metaphysics because that's where a lot of that information mm-hmm. is. And also the science behind the brain intuition. And it's fascinating work. And I even got a PhD in it, which was really kind of cool, just to really delve into the depths of it all. So that's what I do. So right now I teach people how to develop their intuition, and you know, because I believe that when each of us has the ability to be really skilled at mm-hmm. using our intuition, then we're going to get in life the best things. We're going to make the best decisions. And more synchronicities are going to work for us because we're connected now to a larger consciousness. Mm-hmm. We're connected to, you know, our higher selves, and we're going to get guidance from the universe.
So what is intuition, Lisa?
So intuition is defined as knowing without knowing how you know it. So that's a little bit broad, but it's kind of the best way to describe it. There are things that will occur to us. It may be, and oftentimes intuition is like a pop-up. It's a quick knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a thought. It might be an image. It might be something you hear inside your head, or that little voice. And you just, it's information that just arises. And we don't know how we know it. It's not something you came up through logic that you've created, that you've discovered, or that you
right.
figured out. It's just that information that has really, you know, important content. So
you think like there is a way universe is trying to, or divine is trying to, you know, give us a heads up, or
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the question is, you know, why? And I think it's because we're part of all of that. I'd like to think that there are other things out there in the universe that's trying to help us, that's outside of us, that is at least outside of our conscious mm-hmm. understanding. And some people call it the divine. Some people call it, you know, angels or
right.
divine guidance. And, you know, if it's there, it's available for us to access, then,
mm-hmm.
gee, that's what we should do. Absolutely. Access it.
So you think everyone can be intuitive?
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody, and, you know, through looking at the science and, you know, they've done studies with students who are, or young people who have never really had an intuitive experience, and have done, put them in situations where they had to intuit responses, so random events. So
oh, wow.
they needed to know when a particular picture was going to appear. You know, it's like when they do the when you do the slot machine and you get the cherry,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the different signs. And they had to, and they would do that in science experiments and see if they could predict when a particular picture would appear. And they were actually quite good at it. And they had no experience. They had no process where they had developed their intuition. And so everybody has this. It's just like animals, you know, how they have their instinct.
Mm-hmm.
We're animals. We just call it intuition.
Yeah, but it's so hard to trust it. You know, it's like, are we imagining it? There are so many doubts that I think most of us have in trusting our own
yeah.
selves.
Yeah, and I think it's because what I've found with a lot of my students is that it's because we're ignorant about what intuition is. We feel like, okay, you know, if someone were speaking to you in a foreign language and every now and then a word that you understood popped up in that language, you go, I knew that word, but I don't understand the rest. It's like, that's how intuition is. We don't understand the language that it's speaking mm-hmm. to us. And so then, you know, you kind of guess at what it means, and then sometimes you guess wrong, and that's why you don't have the trust.
Mm-hmm.
But when you understand how it speaks to you, and you understand how it comes to you, and the language that it's using, then you can trust it because you know what it's saying.
Mm. So what is the science behind intuition?
Well, the basic science that I've discovered is the way the brain works is the brain is it has two sides to it, the left side and the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And the left side of the brain is where we process information that's logical. It's where we have our language. It's where we're figuring things out. And that's the non-intuitive side. The right side of the brain is very intuitive. It's where it's more connected to our gut feeling. It's more
mm-hmm.
connected to our physical feelings. And it sees the world in a big picture. So when things pop up and we take notice of it, that's the right side of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And also it has the ability to speak in symbols and not with words. And that's how intuitive messages come to us. So there's the overlap. And there's also other science that is done, as I mentioned earlier, with the experiments, where they've done work with, for example, a big one was remote viewing, which is where people are able to be in one location and then get information about another location that they've never been in before and be very accurate about what is in that space. So one of the experiments they did, and the government actually did this, the military, they were trying to see if they could use remote viewing as, I guess sort of a spy tool. All right. And they had somebody who was really good at remote viewing, and they asked him to, they gave him a longitude and latitude location on Earth, which happened to be in Siberia in Russia. And they asked him just those, that's all they gave him, and said, describe what you see. Well, it happened to be a military outpost, which I believe they had weapons there, and he actually was able to describe very accurately where the buildings were, what was located there, and what it looked like, and it was so accurate, they actually thought there was a breach of national security.
Wow, how fascinating.
Yeah, so that's really strong validation that, and they've done this over and over and over again. So, you know, gone through the whole scientific process that statistically shows that humans have the ability to have these intuitive and what we will call psychic abilities.
So what is the difference between being intuitive and being a psychic?
The basic in my mind is that it's just a matter of definition. I think most people are comfortable with intuition. A psychic, they think that is something that is, you know, woo-woo or out there, but it's really not.
No, right.
It's I think it's where the information comes from.
Okay. So basically both are the same, like tapping into the information that's available.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, fascinating. Thank you so much, Lisa. We'll take a short break and we'll come back and learn about more about intuition.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, Lisa. Welcome back, friends.
Thank you.
So as we continue our conversation, discussion on intuition, learning more from Lisa, I have another question for you, Lisa. So what are the biggest misconceptions about intuition?
I think the biggest misconceptions are that, you know, a lot of people will see others who have gotten either an intuitive message or maybe even a psychic message that that has a lot of detail. It sounds like this, oh, you know, if you watch, say, a psychic medium on television, they'll tell long stories about the past loved one or the person who's sitting, who's getting the message, all about their life and who was in it and the names. And the, and people think that that's, you know, that's how it comes. And it's not, that's not how it comes. Intuitive messages come in bits and pieces. It's sort of like putting a puzzle together. Sometimes people think, oh, if you're clairvoyant, that means that you're seeing all kinds of things intuitively and psychically, and that they're getting, it looks like it's movies. Now, for some people it is, and naturally in other people you can develop that where it becomes that. But in the beginning, it's not like that. It's not what you get, say, for an image is you might see an outline of something. You might see a silhouette, or you might see a little piece of an image. For example, you might get a car. And you know that it looks like a car generally, but you just a car pops up in your mind.
Yeah.
And but you don't, if you look at it or in your mind, it just, you see the four wheels and the doors and that's about it. You may get color, maybe not. What I do is I train people to get more information out of those pieces, and then they'll get, you know, the model of the car, the color of the car, where it was, where it's going, and so on. But in the beginning, it's not. So that's one of the misconceptions. Another one is that only some people are intuitive, or some people are psychic, that you're born with it or you're not. And if you're not born with it, you don't have it. Well, everybody's born with it and everybody has it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of developing it to what degree, again, because I think it's part of us. And another thing I think that people have that's a misconception is that if you're not getting intuitive messages through pictures,
yeah,
not intuitive. And that's not the case. Intuition can come to you as a word. It could be a feeling. And the feeling is what I tell people is that it's you're drawn to something, perhaps, or you feel a little repelled. It's not always emotional. Sometimes it's physical. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hearing a word inside of you or outside of you. That's the other thing people have a misconception about. They think everything that comes intuitively is going to be outside of them, that they, oh, I saw, outside of the, for example, or if it's psychic, you know, that I saw a 3D vision of an angel and it was outside of me and, you know, it felt like I could touch it, but it wasn't there. And that happens, but it's very, very rare. And that most of the time these messages are coming inside of us. They're coming in our mind's eye, or, you know, inside of us. Is it sometimes, and that's why people get confused. Well, is it my intuition or is it not? Because it seems like it's maybe my own thoughts or my own voice.
Yeah.
Or my imagination. That's a big one. Yeah. My imagination.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard. It's very, very close. So, so those are some of the, probably the biggest misconceptions.
But Lisa, like you said earlier, when we ask these psychics a question, so there is a whole story or a lot of details that come out, you know, in a flow.
Mm-hmm.
So you think as we practice our intuition, it's developed to that extent that,
absolutely,
you know, we all are able to?
Absolutely. And that's how it comes. I describe the process of intuition development that turns into this, you know, the psychic ability, what we would consider the getting those big long stories. And what happens, and this is kind of like the secret, because the psychics don't tell you this, mostly, I think, because they may have just been very naturally psychic, you know, and have a high psychic ability, and so they don't even know themselves. But if you have to start from scratch, this is how you do it. It starts out in little bits and pieces. And it's almost like a picture starts to form. So you go through this, what I call a three-step process of being able to trigger your intuition, and you do it with a question. And then a piece of information pops up. And being open to receive it so that your mind isn't confused with a lot of mind chatter. And I show you how to do that. And then taking the pieces and going through the cycle of Q&A, asking your intuition, getting the pieces, and then eventually you get enough pieces that it reveals to you the story. It reveals to you the message. And it's and again, the pieces come in words and pictures or parts of pictures or symbols or knowing a concept, a brief concept. And it's just like a picture. You know, when they have the pictures that kind of start to, you get a little piece here, a little piece there, you don't see the whole picture. And as they add more pieces to the picture, all of a sudden you go, oh, I know what that is.
Mm.
That's how it comes. And then the story will evolve around it. And as you practice and you develop more, then you can be that wonderful, amazing psychic that tells you all these amazing stories.
I think the key is to start trusting those feelings and.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the steps in the process. I talk about the 10 key secrets to intuition, and that's one of them, is to believe that you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and to trust. And part of, I think that's the biggest thing, and that I found with working with people, is that they get so nervous about what they're getting and whether it's right or not, and they're doubting all the time, and the trust goes out the window. But the best way to develop that trust is you have to keep working at it. And this is what I tell everybody, they laugh. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Right.
You know, when you have kids, this is what you tell them, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah.
And that's the mantra. So whatever comes, it's okay. Because as you're developing, you're going to practice. And as you're practicing, you're going to get whatever you get and you don't get upset. And then other times, even when you are more developed and you're really good at it, you make it something that doesn't seem like it's like, oh, well, that can't be right. But then you find out it is later. And that could either be because it's information you didn't know about. It's something that is going to happen in the future.
Right.
And it hasn't happened yet. Or it's just, you just don't have the right perspective. You don't see the big picture of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And when you do, then you go, oh, now I see what that message was about. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Could you share some examples of that from your own experiences when you started with this and, you know, how you developed your own intuition?
Okay. Well, there are a couple things that I can share with you. The way I developed it is, and I started from scratch. I didn't know anything. I felt I was super unintuitive. when I was a kid, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was like magic. I wanted to learn how to do that. And I even got a deck of ESP cards. They're Zener cards.
Yeah.
What they are, they have 5 different shapes, star, circle, square, and you had to shuffle the deck and predict which one was going to pop up. Well, I got them all wrong. I was really bad at it.
Yeah.
So I at that point decided I am not intuitive. I'm not psychic. That's it. But I wanted to learn because they always say, everybody can learn how to do it.
Yeah.
And so I started to study and I studied with a lot of different teachers. And I studied, studied metaphysics, which is more academic and, and I got into the science and I looked at a lot of the scientific evidence that's out there, from a lot of different researchers and started to practice and I started to work at it. And
so you didn't give up basically. You just,
no, I didn't give up. And I had, I had results.
Yeah.
They weren't huge, but things started to work. I one of the first things I did was, here's a story. I was in a class and it was a great teacher, and what she did was she sat us down and she told us, okay, you're going to do a reading for someone else, and so pair up. And so I paired up with this woman, and she said, okay, get a message from your angels. And she didn't give us a whole lot of any much more instruction other than be calm, ask for a message from your angels for this person,
right?
And then just give it, and you get what you get, and you don't get upset. And what I got was, tell her not to worry about her health, she'll be okay. And I looked at her and I thought, she looks fine, she doesn't look like she's sick. What if I, like, you know, get her upset or insult her or something? And I thought, again, you get what you get, you don't get upset. So I told her, your angels are telling me that you're going to be okay, your health is fine, don't worry about it. And she looked at me and then she burst into tears. And she was crying, and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? And she said that she had just been told she had cancer. Mm-hmm. And I was stunned. I felt terrible, but that was the message that I gave her. And we actually stayed in touch and she's okay. She got over all whatever she had. Mm-hmm. But you know, I learned you got to get what you get and not get upset. Just do it do the practices, do the exercises, go take a class, go learn, and get with people who are like-minded and are right to practice with you. And it works. And eventually, as you work at it, I started to do readings for people. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to be a reader. That was the last thing I wanted to do when I started studying all this stuff, was to be an angel reader. But I became an angel reader, and my intuition said, you know, go do it. And I did. And I got better and better to the point where I was actually a sold-out reader. People couldn't get on. Yeah, you had to either sign up early in the morning to see me for that day if I was out reading in public, or you wouldn't get a spot. So I learned how to do it, and it worked. It was really awesome. Awesome.
How wonderful. It's so amazing how, life works, and you just listen to your inner voice, your intuition, and, you know, just guide it to this fascinating and totally different career, I would say, or, you know, a way of life.
Yes, exactly. A very different way of life, but a great one, a really exciting one.
That's awesome. And let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.